Scripture reading, Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, humans shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Devotional. Life is filled with desert experiences, times when we find ourselves in seemingly barren places and susceptible to temptation by the evil one. These experiences are painful, difficult, and disorienting. This is perhaps nowhere more evident than when we look closely at our family histories and explore their impact on us. We suddenly find ourselves in a desert, wondering how to integrate difficult past experiences into a hopeful future. Yet Jesus models for us the importance of allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us into and through these places, so God can do a profound work in us. Every spiritual journey takes us into the hardest realities of our lives. We are invited by God to surrender to this process and meet the darkness we harbor within. If we refuse to do so, we will inevitably project that darkness outward, making others our enemies. Desert experiences can do a profound work in us, but only with our consent. Note that Jesus goes into the desert full of the Holy Spirit, Luke chapter 4, verse 1, and then emerges from the desert in the power of the Spirit, Luke chapter 4, verse 14. The desert has deepened and empowered him, making him ready to begin his active ministry. God uses hard times, sufferings, and trials to produce maturity and greatness in us, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. The key is that we patiently remain with Jesus, trusting God to reveal over the course of our lives a delicate and beautiful pattern visible only in hindsight. Question to consider. What is one specific area in your life that God is inviting you to patiently trust Him today? Prayer. Lord, give me the courage to follow You on the unique journey You have for me, even when it leads me into a desert. Help me surrender my need and desire to be in control of people and circumstances. Grant me the power today to simply rest in Your arms of love. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.